Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All right, Sandberg, how'd you find Lori Rackle?
I found she's the Tribune travel editor, and I read her all the time. And she had two stories this week. It's funny. I wanted to talk to her about one because you hate the word. She did a story on staycations. Yeah. And
you're just trying to make me crazy.
I was trying to make you crazy. Mm-hmm. But then the next day she did one on a Topgolf opening in Chicago. And I thought, now this one we can actually.
Topgolf, of course, is the company that has exploded that I had an opportunity to invest in that I said, doesn't look like a thing to me.
Yeah.
Wasn't the first one in Des Plaines, the first one here? There's one in Naperville
Wooddale.
Now, but
there's one in Naperville.
Wooddale was the first one.
Yeah. The big one's in Naperville.
And there's a brand new one that is going to be at the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel, and that's what Lori wrote about. Lori, I may be an idiot, and there's no real jury that needs to decide that, but this Topgolf thing is just phenomenal.
It is. And this is the one that's coming to Chicago is a modified version, obviously, of those big sprawling ones that they have out in the suburbs. There's one coming to Chicago, one of those big ones. Schaumburg, one of those really big ones that's in Wooddale and Naperville. This one is a swing suite. So it's kind of like picture like a really tricked out, cool living room with a screen and a little AstroTurf area where you tee off and you hit the golf ball into the screen. And then it does the computer tracking, does all the magic, and then determines your score based on that.
Yeah, it's a golf simulator. And the simulation technology that they have is pretty cool. They also have a good menu at these places. I was surprised about the food. It's pretty decent.
Oh, yeah, and it all depends on which one you go to. Like, there's going to be a Topgolf swing suite opening up at 900 North Michigan later this year, and that's going to have its food and beverage provided by somebody different than the one in the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel, which is going to be able to, I mean, if you want to have a seafood tower, shucked oysters, you know, if you want to rent it out for a private party and go over the top with your catering, you can do that, or you can just walk in, pay $80 an hour, order off the menu, get them a full load of sandwiches or a foot-long hot dogs and that type of thing.
Yeah, it's really smart. Yeah. It's really smart. The Chicago Athletic Association won't be better than getting rid of your annoying business partners that you have to have a meeting with and going, why don't we go down and hit some balls and talk about it?
Exactly. Yeah, and they've got a game room on the second floor that they've had for a while since the hotel opened 4 years ago. So you can go upstairs and play bocce ball, pool, shuffleboard, and all that for free.
Chicago Athletic Association has managed to maintain, I don't know, the history of the building, I guess would be a way of putting it, but put some new cool things in.
Absolutely. I mean, they used to have three, they called them like golf links, that were on the ninth floor of the hotel back when it was a private men's club. So you used to be able to like play a little round of golf in the hotel itself, and then when it transitioned to a hotel, they got rid of all that stuff. But now it's kind of like a coming full circle by having this Topgolf swing suite.
And Dave?
Lori, as far as you know, will the rates be the same for hotel guests and non-guests who just want to go in and take a few swings?
Yeah. I mean, you've got to rent it by the hour right now. So that's $80 an hour, and that can be up for up to eight people who want to play. It doesn't matter if it's one person or eight people. And it's walk-ins are welcome or hotel guests. It's the same price for everybody.
It's so funny, Dave, when I read this yesterday, you and Karen are exactly who I thought of because you do a lot of things with couples. You do, like, fun little active things. Mm-hmm. You like to be in the city.
Yeah, you're fun, Dave.
We are.
We are.
This is on the agenda.
Yeah. Tomorrow's
you can also rent it out to watch a Super Bowl party or to do karaoke or to have a business meeting. So.
And tomorrow's Dave's birthday. You know if they do gift cards? I haven't gotten them anything.
I don't think they do.
Lori, great stuff as always, and we're a little jealous because we think you have a cool job.
I do too.
And where do we read about you next? I mean, obviously in the Tribune, ChicagoTribune.com, but what are you going to be doing next?
I'm working on a story today about wine country in southwest Michigan, which is actually quite lovely. Spent a whole weekend there just touring wineries. And
how do you remember it?
Took a lot of notes.
Sounds pretty cool.
Hey, Lori, do you meet a lot of people like Steve that give a lot of pushback to the word staycation?
I know that word is kind of overused, but And you know, it's
at the end of the day.
But that story did very well. We did a story about new hotels in Chicago where you can just, summer in your own backyard and have a weekend getaway, and it really will feel like something a little bit different. They're new hotels. They've got different, you might be able to stay in a different part of the city than you're used to.
It's a perfect description for it. It's just my nightmare is at the end of the day, I'm going on a staycation. That's two cliches that I want to end immediately.
One of the hotels said, that she wrote about, said, and they welcome the intermixing of hotel guests and outsiders. And I'm like, that's not the hotel for me. I don't
that's right.
I don't want to be.
You can't let the riffraff in. Dave, and a last word.
No, there was, Lori, I read the article, and there was a new hotel in the West Loop, had a really cool pool. What hotel was
that? Yeah, the Hoxton.
Yeah, that looked really
neat. British-based hotel brand, but this is their first Midwest outpost. They have one in Brooklyn and one in Portland, Oregon, and now one in Chicago. And that hotel is doing really well.
What's cool about the pool?
What's cool about the pool?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have a little, it's, first of all, it's the first pool in the Hoxton whole portfolio worldwide, so it's kind of a nice thing for them. Mm-hmm. But it's on the 12th floor. It's small. I must say it's a small pool, but it's got a bar right there. It's got nice views of the skyline. You can hang out there. You can go right over to Stephanie Izard's new restaurant, the Peruvian Inspirator Joint. It's on the rooftop as well. Get some ceviche, kick back at one of the lounge chairs with a cocktail.
I should have known there'd be... Should have known there'd be booze involved.
Oh, no, that isn't why I mentioned
the pool. Yeah, okay, sure, it's not. The coolest pool at any hotel in America I've ever seen is at the Intercon.
Top
of the Intercon.
Yeah. That's a nice one.
Lori, great talking to you, and we'll read you in the Tribune.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, there you go. Lori Rackle. All she does is go around and find cool stuff, stay at cool hotels.
Is it wine country?
Pretty good.